what sort of properties do we have that differentiate them? The only thing that you've really got is if you pick a chromatographic support, so when you want to separate things, you'll put them onto a chromatographic support, normally something like silica. Polar molecules will stick to silica quite well, non-polars will travel much more quickly across the silica. If you actually change the support so that the support itself has got chiral character to it, then if you put a chiral molecule down it, it will travel at a different speed depending on what isomer it is. So that's what they use quite a lot, is they use chiral resolving agents, which means they're columns, they run these things down a chiral. Or alternatively, you can try fractional crystallization, just really, really slow crystallization. You'll get one isomer to crystallize out, leave the other one behind. If you've got stacks of time, you can sit underneath the microscope and you'll go, that's this isomer, that's that isomer, until you've got half a milligram of material or something like that to work with. I've done that before.